Hey, thanks for coming over. You're really a lifesaver. I have absolutely no idea what's going on in physics right now. Yeah? Cheer practice went well, but coach is like really getting on our asses since competition's in a couple of weeks. Whatever, we'll be fine. What's more important right now is a test we have on Monday, so let's crack these books open. Okay, so we were on flux and like phi, I think, in that integral thingy with the circle in the middle. I have no idea what any of that means. Well, yeah, I was explaining something to Stephanie earlier today, but that was for a different subject. Anyways, before we start, can I get you something to drink? Well, we can't just get to work right away now, can we? I gotta be a good host and get you nice and comfy. Just stop complaining and sit your cute butt down. So, do you like have anything planned for the weekend? Video games, huh? Okay, cool. So you don't have anything planned for the weekend? Well, I'm just asking because I'm hosting a little party on Saturday. Wanna come? Yay! We're gonna have so much fun together. Here's your water, by the way. Oh, yeah, you can totally invite other people. Just not too many because my parents are gonna be pissed. They've been on my ass since I turned 18. I think they're worried I'll be a rebel or something. But yeah, you can invite whoever you want. Did you have anyone particular in mind? Your girlfriend or something? Hey, why are you getting upset? No, I wasn't making fun of you. I was just asking whether you had a girlfriend. I mean, whether you were bringing her to the party. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Sorry. I'll take that as a sign you're single. Nothing wrong with that. I'm single too. Dating is as tough at our school as the surf and girl stuff. Anyway, we were on problem 14, right? I think we have to calculate phi, and we need to find another Gaussian surface that covers the one given. That way, we don't actually have to take the surface integral. What do you think? What? No, I picked that up from a YouTube video. I think, like, Khan Academy or something. Yeah, it was, like, in my recommended section. No, I don't watch physics videos for fun. I'm not some kind of nerd or something. Sure. Guys don't like girls that are too into that stuff. Whenever I talk about school with my ex-boyfriends, they just lose interest. But you're not like that, are you? Okay. Anyways, I should really just focus on this. What am I doing? Well, I'm looking at the page. It's a bit far over, so I have to bend down a little bit. Why? Is there something stuck to my shirt or something? Yeah, it's like super hot outside lately, so I've just been wearing crop tops all week. Like, I have no clue how you're just sitting there in your shirt. I mean, if I were you, I would just take it off right here, right now. You're not hot. You are. That's the whole reason you're here. Never mind. Let's just get back to the questions. So, like, flux exists because of magnetic forces, right? So, like, if I was a magnet and you'd be a magnet, there would be some kind of force attracting us towards each other, right? And that influence, that's the flux, right? This is way too complicated, and it's way too hot for this. Are you okay with me taking my clothes off? Don't worry, I promise I won't distract you from all the integrals and formulas. Don't you worry. My shorts always get like this. They're like super hot and uncomfortable in this weather, so I usually just like walk around in my panties when I'm at home. Don't your shorts get like super hot too? I don't believe you. Sit back and I'll just get on your lap. Your shorts really do feel nice. Here, let me move around a little to get a good feel of them. They do feel pretty comfy against my skin. Maybe I'll just sit right here while working on the questions. You can just look over my shoulders when I bend forward like this, right? Can you see the paper? Or is my ass in the way? Okay. Alright. Good. So, we can start again as soon as you take out whatever's in your pocket. You don't have anything in your pockets? Are you sure? Want me to double check for you? No. Well, okay. I guess we'll just get back to the questions then. Okay, so if the Lorentz force influences the magnetic field, and the magnetic field can be used to deduct the direction of the flux vector, we can solve it like this, right? Like question 15. Yes, of course I need your help. You're like super smart and handsome and funny, and I need all the help I can get. Otherwise, someone like me would just get all confused. Ugh, you're just saying that to be nice. I know you think I'm just a dumb cheerleading bimbo, just like everyone else does. You like me because I always look interested in class and try to pay attention? Yeah, sure. You probably just like the way I bend forward to look at the blackboard. That must be it. Oh, shut up. If you're attracted to my intelligence, why would you help someone who's too dumb to do her own physics homework? Okay, I'm sorry. Let me just turn around and straddle you like this because I can't talk to you like this. That's better. What do you mean even smart people struggle with things? Like what? What do you struggle with? Well, maybe since you took the time out of your day to help me out, maybe I could help you out with socializing. Yeah, okay, here's what we're gonna do. I'll stay with you during the entire party and introduce you to everyone, and if you get uncomfortable, just shoot me a look and we can just hang out in private, just the two of us. Yeah, I like being a good host and taking care of my guests, but that also means taking care of you. You are one of my dear guests after all. You know, I'd love to continue with all the questions, but all this twisting and turning around have made my panties right up my ass. Could you, like, just pull them down a bit for me? Just put your hands inside and... Yeah, just like that. I'm sorry if I'm a little wet. It's just that... Why'd you stop? No. My panties still feel uncomfortable. Just put your hand back in. No, I don't want to change clothes either. Just put your fucking fingers in my pussy already, you idiot. Oh god, I'm sorry for snapping at you. It's just that I've been dropping such obvious hints all day, and I... Oh my gosh. You really are clueless, aren't you? You might be good at, like, learning stuff, but my god, you are dumb when it comes to girls. It's actually, like, pretty cute. Did you really believe me when I told you I needed help with my homework? You know, I have been getting all A's, right? Oh, you've had your suspicions. My, my. What a detective you are. No, no. Don't get upset. It's fine. I think it's adorable. For once in your life, don't think too much about it, or the problem's just gonna get worse. So, what you said earlier about liking girls for their intelligence, that wasn't just a ploy to get into my pants? You genuinely thought that? Because I have been dying to talk to someone about physics and math and all that. It's like so interesting to me, but the cheer squad just keeps telling me to keep all the school stuff at school, you know? So I decided it would just be easier to hide it. You know, covering the grades I get with my hands when the tests get handed back, pretending to be embarrassed about getting low grades, learning to stop asking too many questions in class, stop trying to talk to boys about school and stuff. And it worked. I got so many new friends. And the guys in school are crazy about me, and the teachers still love me because I'm getting good grades. It's just so unsatisfying. I'm glad I finally found someone I can really talk to. But for now, I'm planning to do a lot more than just talk. Is this okay? Does it feel good? I don't want to make you uncomfortable or anything. Just tell me whenever I'm doing something you don't like, okay? I promise you won't hurt my feelings or anything. Okay. Now, are you finally gonna put your fingers into my pussy? Or are you gonna make me beg for it? Because I don't have the slightest problem in begging, trust me. Can you, pretty, please put those strong, handsome, nerd fingers into my tight, wet, needy cheerleader pussy? I would be oh so grateful. Oh my god, your hands feel so good. I can just feel how fucking wet you made me. How wet I am just for you. Are you still unsure whether I'm into you or not? Well, I'm so glad we can clarify. Now, are you finally gonna get out of those goddamn shorts so I can see your cock or what? I've been fantasizing about fucking you for so long. I just need you inside me. Fuck, your cock looks so good. It's cute how flustered you get when I talk about your dick. Can you lift me on top of your cock? I want to straddle you and look into your pretty little nerd eyes as you cum your fucking brains out. Fuck. You're beautiful. Pre-cum. Leaking your rock hard dick. Take my bra off. I want my fucking tits in your face as I ride you. Do you like my tits? The tits of your new cheerleader girlfriend? and bouncing on your fucking cock. What did you think was gonna happen? This is my cock now, you handsome nerd, and I'm gonna fuck you every single fucking day. Wouldn't you like that? Put your hard cock inside my pussy day after day after day after day. Don't you? Fuck. I wanted to hear that so bad. Tonight at the party, if you ever feel like the stress of socializing is too much, I want you to take my hand and squeeze 3 times. Okay. Hold my hands right now while I ride you. And if you squeeze my hand 3 times, I'm gonna stop whatever I'm doing, take you to my room, and suck every last drop of stress straight out of your cock, okay? I'm gonna make sure you're gonna enjoy every second of tonight's party, sweetheart. And just like I'm gonna enjoy every single second of being your girlfriend. Okay. Get on the bed. Perfect. I can't wait to see how you taste. Tastes like you and me. You're getting harder in my mouth, it tickles. Your pre-cum is dribbling down the back of my throat. You twitched a little. I twirled my tongue around your head. I wonder if that happens every time. Look, it does. Oh yeah, you can grab my head and whatever you want. I love it when you play with my hair when I suck your cock. Fuck. Your cock fits perfectly in my mouth. It's like we were made for each other. Okay, I need more. Babe, my pussy is just aching for you again. Can I just stretch you? Hey, wait. What are you doing? Are you... Ah! Oh, wow. You're finally gonna take charge. Okay, I'm yours. God, I love the way you hold me down. So what are you gonna do? Oh, fuck yes. Right there, please. No, no, it's okay. Keep going, don't stop. I need this. I need you. If I'm squeezing around your cock, I'm not sorry. Harder, please. I need a hug. I can feel you get harder with every thrust. I'm pulsing. Okay.
Oh, fuck yes. Right there, please. Oh, shit. I'm dripping all over my sheets. Oh, no. It's okay. Going. Don't stop. I need this. I need you. Squeezing around your cock. I'm not sorry. Harder, 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 please. I need a fuck. I feel you getting harder with every thrust. Pulsing. Anyway, shit, I think I'm gonna come. Yeah, I'm gonna come soon. Definitely feel it. Yeah. Are you gonna come too? Fuck yes. Let's come together, please. Please. Let's come together, please. Yeah. You come inside me. I want you to come inside. Come within me. And I'll come on you. Oh my god, that was amazing. I didn't expect you to take charge like that. Did you like it too? Because I want to do this all the fucking time. Well, this and discussing maths and physics with you. Come on, lay down next to me. God, you look so hot. With your hair all messy and your body glistening like that. Fuck. How could I have missed the fact that I'm fucking heads over heels in love with you? yeah. Insecurities suck. Hey, what if we make a promise to each other? I will be more proud and outspoken about being a nerd who loves physics. As long as you promise you're not going to be so hard on yourself anymore, okay? Wait. No, I like it. I like it a lot. That's the problem. You need to save some for tonight. I want to talk to all my friends with your cum dripping into my thighs. Oh, I'm naughty. Who's gonna just pin me down and cream pie me then, huh? Yeah. I like when you show me this side of you. Side where you finally stop worrying and just go for it. Yeah? I'm so glad we finally did this. Can I tell you a little secret? Well, want to know a thing that convinced me you liked me too? Well, during the few times you saw me at practice with my cheer squad, you just couldn't keep your eyes off me. And I fucking loved it. You know, just every time I saw you, my heart just started pounding and seeing you with that pure lust in your eyes, looking at me just the way you looked at me when you fucked me. God, my panties were soaked after every practice you saw me at. And I knew how much you fucking liked it too, so I was thinking, do you want to fuck me in my cheerleader outfit tonight?